Hello, everybody. Hello, hello, hello. Hello, everybody. Hello. Welcome on the call tonight. Welcome on the call tonight. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Welcome tonight. Welcome, 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 welcome. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, la ra ma ma ma. Oh, la ra ma 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 ma. Hey, say, kiddie, la ra ma 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 ma. Tonight we come and we sing to the Lord. But before we do that, Almighty God, we're going to pray and we're going to welcome the Holy Spirit tonight in this place. Precious Holy Spirit, Heavenly Father, we come tonight. And oh Father, we thank you. We thank you that your presence is here. We thank you that your anointing come.
And holy, holy,
and oh God, it breaks every note. Tonight I come, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that you hide me tonight behind the cross.
The elders and angels bow. The
pray, oh Father God, that you will come
holy,
forth,
holy, holy,
and you will be glorified this night. I pray.
And holy, holy, holy,
Father, in the name of God is above every name. Come now,
holy, holy, holy,
come now and minister. Forgive us from all our sins
worship
and unrighteousness.
You
now. Come now,
holy, 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 holy are you, Lord.
Come now.
And holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. Worship you now.
Clean us up, Lord God.
Holy, holy,
clean us up, clean us up, clean up our mind, oh Lord.
Join with heaven singing
for joy.
Holy are you,
fire come forth today, Almighty God. Jesus Christ. I want to welcome everybody on the call tonight. And please, 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 please stay in worship. Stay in worship. Hi, Mom. Hi, Viola's mom. Welcome, Mommy. Welcome. And I pray the Holy Spirit will touch you, Mom. I pray that the Holy Spirit of the living God will touch you tonight. And you will never, ever be the same again from this day forward. I pray that the supernatural joy of the Spirit of God will encamp around about you. And touch, Viola, just touch her right now. Put your hand in her head right now. You know, Mommy does not like to be touched, but just touch her now. Hey, Mommy. Jesus love you, Mom. We pray for your mind in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray that you'll have a whole mind. The Word of God in Genesis 6, verse 3 declare that we live for 120 years. Don't listen to anybody else. Believe God for everything that you can get. Tonight, I'm here to let you know that if you're believing God for anything or whatever thing, things that you may know or things you may even know that you may know, I'm here tonight as a living testament of the Holy Ghost. God is real. My daughter and I, my spiritual daughter, my family member and I, hello, dear Verna. I miss you, my baby. I love you. Hey, family member. That's my new family. Lord, have mercy. In the spirit and in the natural. Family connection. Yes, sir. I love you, family. Hey, I miss you, too. And I want you to know I'm going to give you a testimony tonight. We went to a meeting, and you know, you guys know that I was off for 2 weeks. And if I give my testimony, it will be a whole long night. So we're just going to have a little snippet that we call it. And as you guys know, I hurt myself last August and I was in serious pain. I mean, pain that I have to actually use a walker. Oh, glory to God. What are you actually believing God for tonight? Do not limit him. I am here to tell you that we have a God that heals. We have a God that delivers. We have a God that knows how to sanctify. We have a God that knows how to take you out of a wheelchair or out of a walker and take away pain. I can't really even talk about it because it brings tears. Everybody know that I have a lot of pounds on me. So for me to hurt myself and for the doctor to actually say the injury that I have, it won't be able to mend itself. I would actually have to have surgery. Whatever you're going through tonight, leave it at the feet of the Messiah. Leave it at the feet of Jesus. Okay, it is my time, say 7:50, okay? Don't know what time your time is saying. And I don't know what part of the location of the world you are, but 7:50 Eastern Standard Time. PM, leave it at the feet. Leave it at the toenail of Jesus. Let him use his toenail to touch your toenails, okay? See him as your friend. See him as your daddy. See him as your father. See him as your mom. See him as whoever you want him to be in the natural. I've been through a whole lot, even in the meeting. Well, I'm here today to tell you that God healed my knee. You'd have to be there to see it. My cousin would have to actually, she would have to actually unmute herself if she would want, as a testimony to verify that I don't care. Like my daughter Trisha would say, she does not give a rat's nest. And I used to be like, okay, I used to laugh when she say that. I repeated it. I didn't even know what it meant until I actually verified it and check it out. And I'm like, whoa, that girl went deep. But it's the facts of life. You can't put God in a matches box. What do you need? What do you need from him? We have to get to a point where the rubber meets the rope. We have to get to a point where we have no other choice. We have no choice. We have no choice but to look to him. You have no choice. You have to get to a point where you feel like you've been ridiculed and you've been torn down and you're helpless and you have nobody or no one to turn to. You have to get to a place where you feel like a dog that's hungry and see a bone and want the bone, and you have to do whatever you have to do to get that bone. But you know what? Sometimes you are that dog and you see that bone. And you try to get the bone yourself, and you're not capable of getting that bone, Lord God Almighty. But if you turn to the one who knows how to supply the bone out of the supernatural, he will bring it to pass. I have to get dogmatic about this. I really have to get dogmatic about this. I really have to get dogmatic. You have to get dogmatic about this. Nobody will understand you. Your husband, your wife, your brother, your sister, your friend, your mama, your aunt, they will not understand you. When God calls you to do a task, only Him understand that task. People will come in and try to derail you, and they'll tell you all manner of crap. But you gotta put your hand up and say, enough is enough. And you gotta stand and you have to guard your gates with the Holy Spirit. I have no pain today. I haven't had pain in my knee since last week, Saturday. I haven't had pain, and I didn't even know I was healed. Hi, Verna. Didn't even know I was healed, right? Then I stormed out of the room, and when I went into the hallway, I noticed God healed me. I run back in the room. Verna will tell you because she was there. I have pictures, I mean, of things that happened to me to come up to that. I run back into the room. And she will tell you it was not crying, it was bawling, correct? We had trouble and trial time. Me and her, we get on each, I mean, she get on my nerves, I get on her nerves, over there. I mean, and I'm like, you know what, this is it. This, And then at the end of the day, family connections. We always think a long time ago that we were family until family members, not one, not two. We know it in the spirit and now we verify in the flesh. We are family. Now we're going to join forces and we're going to do the work of the ministry. It is so good to know, and it's a different feeling. I mean, I can't explain it, but it's like you and this person been together from the early 2000, and you felt in your heart that you family. And the devil try to come in all the time and try to take away the relationship. And I'm like, you know, because I'm strong-headed and she's strong-headed, and she's anointed. I'm anointed, so we ain't gonna hear no crap. And then the whole spectrum of the situation changes. And now I can't wait to see her. And I know a doggone well she can't wait to see me because we don't want to leave each other. Ain't that something? You never know what you have until you're dead and somebody come in and dig it out and find your million, your $1 billion right there in your backyard. Yeah, we gonna get on each other's nerves, but it's not gonna be the same because we know we family. And we're gonna take care and we're gonna go for it and do what we're supposed to do that our grandparents and our great grandparents didn't do. And we minister together and we enhance each other. And in the spirit, we go places together. And that's the art of it. I mean, we can't even explain it. And I want you to know our name is Verna Lee. We always call her Sister Garvin. Sister Garvin is better than me than my long last family that we minister together from Connecticut. But now we are connected not only in the spirit, but in the blood. And God is good. And if she was there with me, and I thank her, and I thank God that she was a part of my story, and she see it unfold. I want to tell you, I'm ministering to you right now, and I can actually see the fire of the Holy Spirit in your home. I can actually see the fire of God on you, and it's burning, and it's like blazing. And I'm just looking at it. Whatever you need. And don't even sweat the small stuff. Don't worry about who like you from who don't. Spend time with Him. And yes, we need stuff. Yes, we don't see it right away. But you remember Sarah and Abraham? Remember Sarah and Abraham? It was professed to her that she was going to have a baby. She didn't see it because she could not understand how a woman of such an old age would be able to have that baby. But it was the supernatural. It was the supernatural. Try to get it. Try to understand. And I learned that when you get your healing, when you get your healing, you have to keep it. I'm telling you, listen to me. You're gonna feel the nuts and the bolts. It's gonna come back and it's gonna try to, like you wanna come back. But then you have to release that anointing. Oh, God. People, God is real. He's not dead. You get to the point where my husband told me, well, you're gonna have to go to the doctor and do another X-ray. And I'm like, yeah, because I felt like that too. But I feel so good for can't walk. And before I even understand my healing, before I even know I got my healing, the walker wasn't helping because I was in pain. I have to be pushed into a wheelchair. And when the guy was pushing me up the hill to go to a different location, he was behind me saying, oh my God, this is because you got to go up this hill with me now. And he's like, oh my God, I'm tired. You should hear the guard behind me. And to actually see on Saturday, I go back to the meeting and I didn't have to use a walker or a wheelchair. And not only that, I was able to walk, come down the stairs and walk to come get the you in the Hey, look, listen to this. This is not a joke. And to walk to go out there to meet you out in the front. Look, you're looking. I was over there bawling and telling people before that, because of the way I was treated, I am not a handicap. And you know something? Even in the pain, God was using me to minister to people. Think about that. My butt sit up in a chair, can't move. And all of that ministering to people still, I was bawling and said, I am not a handicap, because I felt so low and depleted because I can't do what I want to do and I am mad. I don't know if you're getting it, but Jesus is on the main line. Show up and tell him what you want. Crawl on your knee like the woman with the issue of blood and say, I have to touch the hem of his garment. I was on my lowest point. I was mad. I was upset. I was treated like crap and I just did not like it in the meeting. I was able to go back and see people who was pushing me and they're over there looking at me like, what? And I was able to give testimony out in the front of the gate with, like, I don't know this lady because I was not interested. She took my pictures and she take my testimony. I was able that same Saturday morning, go down in the front and see this person, and I was able to minister to him and led him to the Lord. Led him to the Lord. You don't have no problem. This is America, Jack. You can't run out of food. Go down to the food bank. You can't tell me, because I was in Jamaica and my daddy didn't give me no food. And I was hungry. I almost died. But this is America. You could get some free food. Get up out of your complacency. Get up out of your being pride. You hungry? Not, go down to the food bank and get some canned stuff. You cannot go hungry in America. I'm telling you that right now. Somebody will give you some, even $5. I know if you need something that you call me. I may not have a lot, but I'm gonna give you something. You will not go hungry. If you have bills and you can't pay them, call the creditor and let the creditor know that you don't have it like that. You're not gonna go to debtor's prison like my mama told me. There ain't no debtor's prison in America. All you have to do is to call a person and make an arrangement, tell them you don't have it. I don't know about the person that needs to have somewhere to sleep. Go down to the shelter for a minute. Do something. Do not sit there and die. Get up. Get up. Get up. It's not that bad. Get up. I don't know about no other place, but I know this is America. And I just believe in my heart that somebody will help. Get up. Trust God with every fiber of your being. He will help. He helped me. Somebody talk about they need a husband. Hey, look, no. Let me tell you something. I could say something, but I ain't saying it. Just calm it down, okay? You don't need no man. You hear me? Do you hear me? You understand me? I look at that green glasses. You don't need nobody. Where you getting them green glasses from? You don't need nobody. You don't need a soul, baby. Anybody here believe in God for husband? You don't need nobody. Any man in here believe God for a wife? You don't need nobody. When you're not even looking, God gonna send that person. He will open up doors. Oh Lord. And when the person come, you will know it. You will know it. You don't need nobody's headache. You don't need no confusion. You need some peace and quietness. God is real. I'm healed. I'm excited. I am happy. All I had to do is to keep it. All I had to do is to get up every day and let that anointing, because the anointing is what does it. I want to let you know, the anointing, it will break the yoke of bondage. If there's no anointing, there's nothing. If there's no anointing, you cannot keep what you have. How are you gonna get the anointing? The anointment, like Elita said, anointment. One of my daughter, she said anointment. Auntie Joyce, anointment, anointment. How are you gonna keep that anointment? Like my Elita say, you're gonna have to go into the Word of God. You gotta have to stay with the Word of God. You're gonna have to talk to the Father God. Put on some praise and worship music. Get yourself saturated in Him. Bleed the blood around you every single minute of the hour. Call upon His name. Go to Isaiah if you believe in God. Oh, God Almighty. If you believe in God for healing, go to the scriptures. The Word of God is life. It's powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. The Word of God is a spirit. And when you speak into the atmosphere, the Word of God will put on a body and it will come to life. The anointing of the Holy Spirit will break every single yoke. Any kind of demonic spirit around you or in your house, drive it out. Anoint your post with the blood. I'm not talking about the chicken blood, I'm talking about the blood of Jesus. Go around your house. Get a scripture like what they do in the Israelites' days or whatever days. Call for the blood. Go into Colossians, plead the blood. Let the enemy know that the blood of Jesus take care of your house. Put your hand on the doorpost. Put your hand on your car. Call upon the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. Saturate your house with the blood, your car with the blood, the blood, the blood. In Jamaica, these people with the chicken foot, it can't do nothing. Chicken foot is demonic. The chicken foot blood is demonic. What you need is the sacrificial blood of Jesus Christ. Demons come, but they can't stay. When you start calling on the blood, they have to flee. Some of you have all kind of torment, things, spirit in your house because you bring them in there. How you gonna get them out? You gotta start doing house cleaning. You gotta get rid of your tapes. You gotta get rid of your books. You gotta get rid of anything that attract demonic spirit. You gotta get rid of them. You can't go around burning sage. It ain't gonna work. You can't go around burning candles. It ain't gonna work. All it does is attracting these spirits. You gotta get rid of that. You gotta have a different mindset. Have mind setting. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the blood. You have to be able to keep that anointing. My healing, I have to be able to keep my healing. I have to be able to keep that healing because I, Jesus, I don't want to feel that pain anymore. It is painful. I've been through pain. I cry, I can't lift my knee, I can't move. I don't want it, I don't want it, I don't want it. I want to stay clean. And that's what you got to do. You have to have that anointing. That is what's going to keep that healing. The anointing of the Holy Ghost, the Word of God, the Spirit of God. So therefore, the uncompromisable Word of Jesus Christ. Like for me, my healing, I have to plead Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5. I gotta go to 1 Peter 2 and 4. I got a list of scripture here. I have a book. I have a book for a long time that I have to Marcella, a long, long time. And for this one here is saturated with all healing scriptures. Then I have my minister's manual that I use all the time when I minister on the phone and people call me and I minister and certain things. I just have my minister manual. This is what I use in True Morris. And I'll go from the different subjects. Healing is the children's bread. Healing is the children's bread. You go and you find that scripture. You don't have to be 10, 15, 20 scripture. It could just be one or two. And the reason why I say two is because you just want to have one to back up
Right.
the other one. So my first one would be Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5. In 1 Peter 2, 24, by his stripes I'm healed. What's going on with your family? Anything going on with your family? Whew. Then I have here, this is my book, Unless the Lord Build a House, your labor is in vain. You can't get this book because this is only a minister manual. Not everybody have this manual, but I have one because I used to work with the Marcella, so I have one of this. So you go through, and as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. These are just scriptures that you hold on to. Then if you go into a marital problem, then you look, the anointing of God is going to break the yoke. The word of God spoken out of your mouth, out of your mouth is the anointed word of God. Jesus, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit sit down looking over darkness, and they said to each other, sorry. They said to each other, when you read it in Genesis, let there be light. Whoo, 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 whoo. Let there be light. Let there be light. Effective immediately. Not yesterday, not tomorrow. As soon as they say, let there be light, glory to God, light come upon the scene. Why? Because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak, and they were thinking about light, and they wanted light, and they spoke, and light came. That is the word. It comes with a body. Lord God Almighty, John 6:63. He said, "Hallelujah!" He said, "The words that I'm speaking out of my mouth, they are not only word, but they're spirit, and they bring forth life." The anointing of God. The anointed word of God will bring life. Life. There's life in the word. There's life in the word. There's healing in the word. Marital problem can be fixed with the word of God. Children in the marriage or out of marriage can be fixed with the word of God. And then I have here in the scripture say, marriage should be honored at all times. And the marriage bed should be kept pure. That means you shouldn't have no fornication, adulterous in the marriage situation. A mom and dad should be out of the child's marriage. Stuff like that. But you got to go to the word and you got to use the word. Then when you come down with your children, the children's are out of line, they're out of whack. You got to use the word. You got to come with the scripture that says, honor. The child must honor their father and their mother that their days may be long. So you start speaking these things out of your belly and let it come forth and create in the atmosphere. And then you go over to Ephesians and disappear and do not provoke these children to wrath. The word of God is there. I felt like you have rebellious children, wayward children. Children that when you talk to them, they back talk, and first you go for it and check yourself. You check yourself. Make sure they're not hearing you talking back to mommy and daddy, not arguing and fighting and cussing.
Over my
Both of
eyes.
you are on the same accord.
Wash yourself. So I went and washed, and now I
I
can
can hear
see.
talking in the mighty name of Jesus.
Know it's the Sabbath.
In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Why is my thing like this? I don't know, but I can't. I'm not even gonna touch it because I don't want to touch it and then it just go off.
As
We
one
talk
staff,
about healing. So we have healing.
it's their
In
happy.
the mighty name of Jesus, healing is the children's bread. So you're having fear tonight? You have fear? You have any kind of thing to do with fear? The word of God hasn't given you a spirit of fear. The Bible said the Father God hasn't given you a spirit of fear, but he has given you a spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. So what you do, you go find the scripture for that. And Mr. Carr, you could just put that music back on, the one that we were singing when we just come in. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus. 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 I break and I bind. I break and I bind
Like the
every
sound of
single
many
work of the enemy.
it's the sound of worship coming from his throne. There are cries of adoration as men from every nation
Why are we dealing with witchcraft
lift their
tonight?
voice to make your glory known,
If you feel any,
singing, holy,
like just not, like
holy,
unease, like you
holy,
feel, uneasy.
holy, holy, holy
I come against that spirit tonight.
the elders
I
and
come
the
against every
angels
ancestral spirit
shout,
tonight.
the redeemed
I
worship
come against every
you
spirit of witchcraft
now.
tonight.
Holy, holy, holy
I come against
are
that. Every
you,
spirit that's whispering in your
Lord.
ears.
And holy, holy,
Oh, I come against
holy
that tonight.
are you, Lord.
Father, we just thank you.
Holy,
Father, we thank
holy,
you
holy
as we
are
see ourselves
you.
going through that wilderness. If you
The
know how to
elders
pray in the
and
Spirit,
angels bow, the
pray in the Spirit with me
redeemed
tonight.
worship you now. Holy, holy,
I break and I
holy
bind.
are you,
I break and I bind.
and holy, holy, holy are
Jesus,
you,
I plead the blood of Jesus.
Lord. Holy,
I
holy,
plead the blood of
holy
Jesus
are you,
on every single doorpost tonight.
Lord. The elders and angels bow, the redeemed worship you
Lord,
now. Holy,
Abba.
holy, holy
Fire of the
are
Holy Ghost.
you,
Fire of the Holy Ghost.
Lord. And holy, holy, holy are
You are holy,
you,
you are holy, you are holy. Fire of the Holy Ghost.
elders and angels bow, the redeemed
Touch tonight.
worship you
Touch that
now.
marriage bed tonight.
Holy,
Touch
holy,
that family member tonight. Touch that husband and wife tonight.
join with heaven
Touch
singing.
that,
Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord.
Touch that family, Lord. Touch that finance. Touch that one that's, oh, has problems with worship. Send your angels to intercede for them. Send the right lawyer, right God Almighty. Send the right judge.
Oh, I'm so happy. 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 Oh,
And I take the cup and I bless them. This is the New Testament in the blood. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, we do it in remembrance of you, God. Your saturated blood. The blood that cleans, the blood that cleans, the blood that sanctifies. Oh, it's a new covenant. Oh, la baba raba. Jesus. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, I come tonight and I cleanse myself and I ask you tonight to take your people in their lowest point, minister to them tonight. Let them know, our Father, that you are alive and you're not dead. Minister to them tonight. When they're reading the word, let it come alive. Whatever they do, let they know that you have them in the palm of their hands. Father, I pray and I bow before you. Holy Spirit, go now and touch them from the inside out. Let your fire saturate their being. Let they feel your unconditional, oh my God, love for them. Let they know, God, that you're alive. You are not dead. And you are whatever they want you to be. Father, am now by your spirit, I pray in Jesus' mighty name, the name that is above every single name. Your name is Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Spirit of God is so real. I can feel the presence of the Holy Spirit. Take time out and spend time with him. Get to know him. If you haven't given your life to Jesus Christ, and I know a lot of people on the line tonight have already done, and if you feel like you're in a backslidden state tonight, repent and just ask him to be your Lord and your Savior and just spend time with him. He is real. He is real. He is not dead. Go and make a connection with him. And even though you may not be able to see him, or you might see him, because I see him sometimes, he is alive. And he will help you. No matter what you're going through. Remember, oh, I used to tell you guys, oh, I'm not feeling good at my knee and ask for prayer. I still ask for prayer tonight. I still want you to keep me in your prayers because I keep you guys in my prayers every single time I pray. I want you guys to pray for me. And not only when you're praying, I want you guys to give into the ministry that I may be able to go out and minister what I'm doing right now on the line. Go out. And now that God has healed me, that I be able to go forth and minister the gospel of Jesus Christ with signs following. No matter what you have, give to the Holy Tabernacle and send me to the massive. To the nations of the world, that I don't have to go and take it out of my resource. But we are help and get the job done. It's the time is now. Friday, this Friday, when we do our watch, I'm gonna send out watch instructions. The whole different watch spectrum has changed. It's not going to be like before. We're only going to watch. You know how we had four watches from 6 to 6 a.m.? The whole thing has been changed. We're only going to watch one time a night. And I'm going to send out the information. And if the person still want to continue, they can. But at this time, Jesus is coming. And the witches are out there. And they're raising havoc. They're trying to take down America, Israel, and the nations of the world. So our watch is going to gear towards those structures. And we're going to start watching from 12 to 3 a.m. Just one time. Not everybody going to be able to do that. But we just have to do what the Father wants us to do. We're still going to continue to have our weekly fasting on Wednesday. And that fasting is going to be for whatever it have to do with family or your, you know what I mean? That's personal. But on Friday is a total different. It is a world connection. It is praying to usher in the body of Christ. The ones who need to be saved, because things are going to get rough. Things are going to change. It's going to change. So, we here at the Holy Tabernacle have to be led by the Spirit. I still have to train, teach, and release. Train, teach, and release. Train, teach, and release. I love you guys. We've been over like 12 minutes, I guess, because it's 8:42. But I just have to be led by the Spirit. So forgive me if I'm going over 12 minutes, 13 minutes. Sometimes we even go over more than that. So, hey, I just want to say I am high. High with the Spirit. Totally different from the natural world that I used to be high on. This is a spiritual thing. And it's a lovely thing. And Marie, God is getting ready to shake up some stuff. Listen to me, Marie. Praise Him. Give Marie, open your ears. I don't know if you're sleeping. Give Him praise. Give Him praise. Changes is coming. Give Marie, open your mouth. I see there is a change coming in your life, and it's for the best. You've been praying for this for a long, long time. And the Spirit of God is saying to you tonight, it is finished. As a matter of fact, I see an ED at the end of that finish. That means it's been past tense and you've been believing God for it. And He said, it is all taken care of, Marie. Oh, yeah. So go for it and rejoice. Because it is finished. Taya, my intercessor, keep on praying. Keep on trusting God. Keep on being on your knees and lifting up your hands to
I
Him.
will.
Keep on doing that. He is putting you into a different place. He's anointing you differently. The fire of God, because you want to hear from him even more. Is that correct?
Yes, that is true.
Yeah, you're saying you want to hear from him even more. And he is saying, open your mouth. He's going to start speaking to you, and you're going to hear things. You're gonna be like you behind saying to somebody, "Are you behind me?" There's nobody behind you, but that's the
Amen.
Holy Spirit, and he's gonna start waking you up. He's gonna wake you up because you are called in the supernatural. So what he's
Amen.
gonna do, he's gonna wake you up, and he's gonna give you information how to pray. And you're gonna start interpreting things because you're asking. Oh my God, are
Oh,
you
yes,
asking
that
it?
is my prayer. Yes.
Oh my God, you are
Yes.
asking him, oh Lord, because you said you want to be able to interpret. So listen to what he's saying to tell you. Effective immediately. When you are praying, start praying in the spirit.
I
And
will.
while you are praying in the spirit, ask the Holy Spirit what you are saying. Oh, Shokotaba, make sure you bring your pen and your pencil and your paper from now on to start writing. Because he's going to talk to you, and you because you're praying in the spirit, and he's going to give you the information, and you're going to write it down. Amen. Amen. And I see fire coming, fire, fire, fire. So get ready, 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 because fire coming. Okay. I love you. 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 God bless you guys. God bless you. God bless you. If you know how to pray in the spirit, every single person will know how to pray in the spirit. I love you guys. Have a supernatural night. Have a supernatural night. Have a super natural night.
Amen. Same to you.
I will. Whatever I said tonight, did it make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
It did. Okay, good.
Amen.
I hope you write it down because I don't remember what I said. Did you write it down?
Amen. Yes, it. I can go on. I can listen tomorrow.
Okay, from now on, when you come online, whatever that is spoken to you, make sure you have pencil and paper and write it down. Okay?
Amen.
I love you guys. Have a great night. Bye, my family.